Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Wednesday, January the 25th, and I'm Mahalakshmi. We're just a week away from the budget, so how do we know what kind of expectations are being factored in by the stock markets in the run-up to the budget? Elsewhere in the world, people won't even ask this question because in most countries, the budget presentation is no big deal. It's simply a statement of government finances and the markets don't really bother so much about it because it does not come with any significant surprises. But in India, the union budget is a closely watched event by the stock markets because here tweaks in taxes and government spending can often direct the growth trajectory, especially in years when private investments and consumption are weak. Yes, stock markets are only a small part of the Indian economy, and many a time the forces that govern stock market performance are far removed from the real economy and it is not impacted by what the government may or may not do. But in the short term, the union budget continues to be a big event for which traders position themselves, building in expectations from the finance minister's announcement into stock prices. The post-budget reaction is therefore a commentary on what is factored into stock prices prior to the budget. To track this market behavior, we at Money Control bring you a novel barometer, the Money Control Budget Sensitivity Index. What is this index? Well, the barometer captures how expectations from the budget are getting priced into the stock markets, as I said. How did we pick these index constituents? Well, the index constituents have been picked after many conversations with dozens of stock market participants and after backtesting data for the past 7 years to see which segments of stocks were most sensitive to the budget relative to the rest of the market. So as it turns out, the index has a sprinkling of stocks from the infrastructure universe, including defense and railways, public sector undertakings, including some divestment candidates, banks, consumer staples and discretionaries, and agriculture and fertilizer industries. The stocks in the index are sensitive to the budget either because the policy changes and tax tweaks can significantly and directly impact their financial performance, or can significantly and indirectly impact their financial performance by way of an uptake in consumption or investment activity in the economy and the overall business environment, of course. Now, how did we construct the budget sensitive index? Well, we call it the BUDX. We have constructed this index giving equal weights to 30 chosen stocks to ensure that the index is not skewed by mega caps or large cap companies alone. Instead, the index captures the broad market action, be it driven by small stocks or big stocks. As I said earlier, we backtested this data for the last 7 years. First, we saw how each of the BSE thematic and sectoral indices performed 30 days and 45 days prior to the budget and 5 days after the budget. And then we tried to find out which sectors and indices were the most sensitive towards the budget. Okay, so now what does the BUDX tell us? The BUDX, which has a base of 100 as on December 1st, is down 7.5% to 92.67 as of yesterday, that is January 24th. Since January 1st, it is still down about 2%. There are really no big negatives coming from the global markets, although we cannot say things are really hunky-dory in the Western world. But the fact is, the Nasdaq is up 10% till date, the S&P 500 has gained 5% till date, and the Dow has also gained 2% this year till date, but the BUDX is down 2%. Other economies like China, Hong Kong, and several other emerging markets have also gained, by the way. So this kind of indicates that the market is rather going in with some level of trepidation into the budget. Of course, the talk is that there could be some kind of tinkering in capital gains tax, which the markets really fear. It's very hard to call this one because we do not know where the finance minister will peg the gains and losses for stock market investors with respect to the other priorities for the country, especially in the context of slowing deposit growth for banks. We will keep you updated on market expectations from the budget in the next few days. So you approach the budget knowing whether the market is pricing in lofty expectations or going in with some level of pessimism, so you can position your trades accordingly. But you keep track of us on moneycontrol.com for these updates and more. Have a wonderful trading day. Catch you on Friday.